Mental health services are among the government programs being hit by sequestration, those 5% across-the-board federal budget cuts. Suicide prevention is part of mental health, and a cut in that funding is especially troubling for American Indian communities, where suicide rates can be 4 times the national average. Laurel Morales of member station KJZZ reports.
Emmy Burrell still calls a sheep camp on the Navajo Nation home, even though she lives outside the reservation in Flagstaff. A couple years ago, she and her husband were fixing up their guest room when they received a phone call.
My mom is crying hysterically, and she's like, "We found your brother." And I'm like, "What do you mean you found my brother?" And she says, "He's gone. You know, he hung himself."
Burrell and her husband packed up the kids in the middle of the night and drove 3 hours to be with her mother. Burrell says she wishes she would have recognized the signs of her brother's depression, the red flags she sees so clearly now.
I should have asked, or I should have intervened somehow. But on the flip side of the coin is you can't blame yourself, because you just can't. You can't put yourself in that place.
Instead, she helps others see the signs. Today, she teaches suicide prevention workshops like this one to counselors, community leaders, and social workers.
I know for me, being Navajo and coming from Navajo culture, you know, there's a lot of tabooism around it. You know, the cultural aspect of you don't talk about death.
In the 19th century, many American Indian tribes gave up much of their land to the federal government in exchange for promises of funded health care, education, and housing. But time and again, those funds have been cut, and the recent sequester is no exception. At a Senate committee hearing last spring in Washington, the National Indian Health Board's chairperson, Kathy Abramson, raised her concerns.
Since the beginning of the year, there have been 100 suicide attempts in 110 days on Pine Ridge. Because of the sequestration, they will not be able to hire 2 mental health service providers. We can't take any more cuts. We just can't.
This is a long-term problem that is going to take decades.
Brandy Judson runs the Suicide Prevention Program at Native Americans for Community Action. It provides free or low-cost mental and physical health care in Flagstaff.
This isn't a 3-year job. You know, you don't do suicide prevention for 3 years and fix the problem.
Judson says they need funding to sustain the program. 80% of her organization's budget comes from the federal government. And she says she's seen its impact. Judson knows how effective suicide prevention can be when fully funded.
Having done a screening in a school and identified several youth who had either prior attempts or extreme thoughts of suicide, seeing them now, almost a year later, having gone through counseling and feeling much better and no longer having those thoughts, it's really powerful.
It's been 3 years since Emmy Burrell lost her brother to suicide. Today she feels she's in the right place to help others.
I heard one shaman say, you have to know a little bit about the bad to fix the good. I suffered the bad, so now I need to know I can fix the good and help other families.
But she says because of sequestration, suicide prevention programs will reach fewer people. For NPR News, I'm Laurel Morales in Flagstaff.
That story came to us from Fronteras, a public radio collaboration reporting on the Southwest. It's NPR News.